3H, Exercise 4, page 38.
Welcome to the show. Joining us today, we have Dr. Melissa Watt, an expert in stress and aggression. Melissa is the best-selling author of Small Steps to Big Changes and has just recently published her second book, A Deep Breath. Hello, Melissa. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, tell us a bit more about what you do, Melissa.
Well, I'm a stress therapist who helps people to manage their emotions. Mostly I do one-to-one and group counselling. However, I also speak at seminars to teach people ways to cope with stress.
I see. What kinds of activities do you do during your therapy sessions?
Well, one of the things we do most often is role-playing. This helps people to relax and basically makes learning more fun. However, it can also bring up a host of stressful emotions. So the situations have to be carefully managed to ensure participants are comfortable enacting them.
Who benefits from this kind of therapy?
Often my clients just want to learn how to cope with everyday stress, although it is common that they have experienced some kind of trauma. On occasion, I also have patients referred to me because they suffer from panic attacks.
What are some of the signs of someone who has an issue with anxiety?
Things like insomnia are usually key signs of anxiety. However, unless the symptoms are prolonged, it is not generally considered a disorder. The real problem is when stress affects a person's ability to function on a day-to-day basis.
I see. And are these the issues that you talk about in your books?
Well, my first book concentrated on lifestyle changes to relieve stress and boost energy. It was about little changes that people can make to stay happy and healthy. However, this second book focuses on relaxation techniques. It discusses ways to stay calm throughout the day.
Tell us about some of these techniques.
Well, they are influenced by meditation practices. For example, taking deep breaths when stressed, or just getting some quiet time each day to relax and unwind.
And how do these things help when a person is feeling stressed?
They just help people to take a step back and reassess the situation. They're especially helpful for those with anger management problems. These people tend to be easily aggravated, so the tips help them to calm down before they get out of control.
What advice would you give to a person who is unable to control their temper?
If a person is regularly aggressive, I would suggest not only attending a stress therapy class, but also some counseling sessions. Often people with this kind of profile have deep emotional scars that need to be addressed.
Are there any final words you would like to say to our listeners?
Don't be ruled by stress. Pamper yourself once in a while. Whether you choose to read a book, get a massage, or just do nothing, your body will thank you for it.
That's great advice, Melissa. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
You're most welcome.